You're listening to SBS News.
New South Wales has recorded 7 new COVID-19 cases from 23,933 tests. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says all are linked to the Northern Beaches, with 6 confirmed as part of the Avalon cluster, bringing the number of cases in the outbreak to around 122. The 7th case, a firefighter who works at Crow's Nest but lives on the Northern Beaches, is still under investigation, prompting the closure of 3 fire stations for deep cleaning and contact tracing. Premier Berejiklian says contact tracing teams have been working hard to track down contacts of confirmed cases.
Again, our heartfelt thanks to everybody who's been working around the clock. Dr. Kerry was telling me how many of the contact tracing team are up, you know, we're up at all hours of the night to try and get out those texts to people to make sure all the close contacts have been identified. And I also want to stress again how deeply grateful we are for the rates of testing. If we continue to keep those rates of testing high, it gives us more confidence to make decisions moving forward. So we really need to keep those testing numbers up. If you have the mildest of symptoms anywhere in New South Wales, please come forward and get tested.
The firefighter attended the Northern Beaches Belrose Hotel on December the 11th, and authorities are urging anyone who visited the pub in December to be tested if they have symptoms. Another case has been picked up linked to the Rose of Australia pub at Erskineville, and a household contact has also tested positive. These numbers will be included in the count for Sunday as they came back after 8 p.m. Dr. Chant pointed to these cases to emphasise the importance of staying in isolation for 14 days and getting tested towards the end of the period.
We'll also be asking that people who have been in isolation, particularly at those venues associated with transmission or household contacts, get tested towards the end of their incubation, their 14 days period. And again, that gives us another level of assurance that we're not missing unrecognised disease in the community.
Meanwhile, new alerts have been issued for a number of venues in Sydney's inner west, as well as in Centennial Park, North Sydney and the Northern Beaches. The stay-at-home order imposed on Northern Beaches residents has also been reinstated after a 3-day Christmas reprieve. Indoor gatherings are banned again, but outdoor get-togethers of up to 5 on the northern end of the peninsula are permissible, and up to 10 on the southern end, and people may neither enter nor exit the local government area. For the rest of Sydney, as well as Wollongong, the Central Coast and Blue Mountains, 10-person private gathering restrictions again apply. Ms Berejiklian urged New South Wales residents to keep getting tested to help inform decisions about New Year's Eve and the first few weeks of January.
We hope to have some clear information to everybody tomorrow, or at the latest the day after, on what New Year's Eve and the next few weeks look like for everybody, including those communities on the Northern Beaches. And I just ask everybody for your patience, but every day that goes past gives us more information and more confidence to make decisions which we think will ease the pressure on communities at this stage.
And a man has been arrested while allegedly trying to leave hotel quarantine in Melbourne as Victoria marks another day without any community transmission. A woman has been caught by police in Western Australia after she fled quarantine in Perth amid an uptick of coronavirus cases in return to overseas travellers. 4 women and 2 men tested positive, with all cases related to overseas travel, WA's Department of Health said. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.